What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We are going to chop up some good game on today's show. We're going to talk about the process of learning and the process of learning game. So the game is going to be real heavy on today's show. And the call-in number is 818-850-5404. That's the number to call in. We're going to take a few calls. And what we're going to do now is take a very quick commercial break, and I mean very quick. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio. You know, a lot of times black people want to travel to other countries, but they don't know who to hook up with to show them around. Well, if you ever go to Japan, your problems will be solved. Check out blacktokyotours.com. They have a black heritage tour where they give you limo service from the airport to your hotel, and they take you around the country showing you important landmarks. Go to blacktokyotours.com. Tell them King Flex sent you. That's blacktokyotours.com. Arena Players, that's located in downtown Baltimore, Maryland. That's one of the oldest African-American community centers in the country. Arena Players, they're presenting a brand new play called Jitney by famous playwright August Wilson. Now, Jitney is a dramatic comedy set in the 1970s about black men struggling to make ends meet. The show runs from January 9th to January 25th, 2015. Tickets are $18, $12 for students and seniors. Tickets can be purchased at arenaplayersinc.com. That's arenaplayersinc.com.
Unemployment, police brutality. Everyone knows poverty is the cause of black society's problems. But it's not because we don't have enough jobs. It's because we don't have enough businesses. Starting January 17th around the country is the new documentary 7 AM, which speaks to experts like Dr. Claude Anderson and Don Peebles about why not having our own economy is the root cause of everything. Come to our website, 7ammovie.com, for details and showtimes. That's 7ammovie.com.
The book, Marginalizing White Supremacy, is available now. You know, it appears that since the first election of Barack Obama, the old days and the old ways of white supremacy has reemerged and is wreaking havoc to black lives every day and in every way. So it's very important that we understand the ins and outs of white supremacy. So pick up the brand new book, Marginalizing White Supremacy, a philosophical call to action post the Obama presidency. And you can get this book at Amazon.com, you can get it at Kindle, and you can get it at Lulu.com. You can also get it at BarnesandNoble.com. Again, that book is Marginalizing White Supremacy.
Fact. In 1986, a document titled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars was discovered. In it, a plan to control humanity in the form of a third world war. Case Hollywood presents a new monthly t-shirt and magazine series exploring a fictional yet possible reality of events based on that document. See tragedy and hope unfold in each issue and get a high-quality t-shirt, magazine, and free stickers every month. Sign up now at CaseUltra.com.
Use the coupon code KFLEX and you get 50% off on everything on the site. That's CaseUltra.com. If you want to get some real fly art, and I mean real fly art, you need to check out artbyrico.com. Now, artbyrico.com, they offer a variety of original or printed jazz art for any budget and for any occasion, and they ship nationwide. I have some of the art myself in my home, and it's fly. I can vouch for that. Go to artbyrico.com. That's artbyrico.com to get up on this fly art.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered! Hey, we are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, glad to have y'all tuning in. Let me get some calls and see who's on the phone. By the way, man, don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get the documentary series Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Got a lot of calls coming in. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up? This is Craig Glasscale Maurice out of Houston, Texas, by way of St. Louis. What's going on, Tariq?
I'm good. How you doing, Craig? What's on your mind, fam?
Oh, man. Look, check this, man. I've been working for this company for about 2 years, right? And I've been participating in this 401k. But this company don't match. So I've been checking my stocks and everything, and I'm not really making as much money as I would like to be making. So What I want to know is, should I pull out and stop contributing so they don't match dollar for dollar, or should I just sit tight and let it keep bubbling, let it do what it do?
So you don't think that the company is going to pan out as far as their stocks? I'm trying to really understand the gist of what's going on.
No, this company's been in business since like 1965, and they do not contribute to matching the employee's contribution. So if I put $100 in, it's just my own $100. They're not going to match me.
Oh, I see. All right, man, do that. What you need to do is use that money to start your own business, man. Get you a little side gig going on where you can depend on yourself and not depend on them matching your money for you. You match your own money, man. Get you a little side hustle or a side job. Not a side business on the side that you can bubble and get popping yourself without depending on them.
Well, no doubt. See, it's a formal work company. I've been working for it for 2 years, and I recently found out that getting a formal work business, it's a no money down business. And I'm like, I've been in the style game and clothing for a long time, and this is something I can pretty much do myself. And so I'm trying to learn and gather all the information I can before I decide to bounce on them so I can take some of their clients with me, too.
Absolutely.
And like you say, it's a no money down business. As long as you have the clients, they'll lease it to you for pennies on the dollar. You know, so we got tuxedos that we rent for as much as $300, but I know they're only paying like maybe $25 for them themselves. So they'll lease them to me for about $30. I try to learn to flip it for $250.
Okay, well, that's what you need to be doing, man. You need to hook that up for yourself, brother. Thanks for the call. All right, y'all got to stop being so long-winded. Y'all got to just get to the point. Y'all don't need to explain the whole ins and outs of that business. Sometimes, man, y'all can make things more simple than what it is. A lot of times, we make things way more complicated. Got to get to the point, and we're going to talk about that today on the show. What's up, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq?
What's up, who's calling?
This is Eddie calling from Louisiana.
What's up, Eddie from Louisiana? What's on your mind, fam?
Oh, no, man, I just want to call and give you a shout-out, man. You know, I've been following you for the last couple of years, and listen to you, I made some huge changes in my life, and I owe you a lot of credit, especially, you know, where you break it down on the level that, you know, brothers like me can understand.
Yes, sir. Man, much respect. I appreciate that, family. Thanks for the call. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. Let me get directly into the game. That's exactly what we're going to talk about on today's show. We're talking about the process of learning. And the importance of not only learning correctly, but teaching correctly. And we got to understand what learning is about, family. See, a lot of times people think that learning the game, and when I say the game, that means just whatever you want to learn. Anything you want to learn, you're learning game. If you want to learn how to play sports, you're learning game. If you want to learn relationships, you're learning game. If you want to learn about a particular person in a relationship, you're learning game. If you want to learn business, you're learning game. So don't get thrown off by the word game. A lot of times people hear the word game and they immediately associate it with something nefarious, something illicit. And that's not what game is. Game is the information you learn. And you got to understand this. Learning the game is not about figuring things out. People make that mistake. When it comes to learning, people think, well, I got to go around and just kind of butt my head and bump my head over and over and try to figure something out. And that's not what learning is. Excuse me. Excuse me. Shit. Need me a goddamn Vicks Vapor Rub around my damn chest. But learning is really the creation of a relationship. Let me say that one more time so y'all can get that. Learning is basically the creation of a relationship. When you're learning something, you're creating a relationship. One relationship is with what you know, and you're trying to get a relationship with what you don't know. That's all learning is. You're trying to create a relationship. Once you've created that relationship, you now learn something. Now you know something. You have a relationship with something that you previously did not know. See, as a child, a lot of us, we didn't know what made the sky turn dark at night. I remember as a small kid, I would ask little questions and it had to be broken down to me in a way that I would understand it. I wanted to know, well, the sun came out. Why does it turn dark? Does the sun go away? What? How does it become dark? So I knew the sun. That was one thing I knew. But I needed a relationship with something that I didn't know. And sometimes when it comes to getting that relationship with the things you don't know, people give you the wrong references or references that you're not familiar with to go by. Because if you are a child and somebody's trying to explain why the sun goes away at night, if they say, well, the earth revolves around its axis and there's a solar system and there's eight planets in the galaxy and the Milky Way. If somebody were to explain it like that to a child, you wouldn't understand that because you're giving this child references that they're not familiar with. So it's important to give references that a person is familiar with. So when you break it down and say, well, the sun goes away because the earth turns around every 24 hours and it turns away from the sun and that's why it becomes dark, that's a reference I can get. I understand what turning around is, and I understand if you turn away from the light, it gets dark. So that's something that a child would understand. And now you've learned something because you have references that you could relate to that would take you to the relationship with the unknown. And that's what learning the game is. A lot of times we want to learn stuff, but we don't know how to create references that will get us there. A lot of times we say, I'm broke. I know I want money. I know how to work hard. I know how to apply myself, but I don't know where to apply myself to get money. I want money. I want to make money. And a lot of times, Black people in particular, we're funneled into a situation where we're around other people who don't know either. We're funneled around a lot of other people who don't have that game either. So we have nobody to really get that game from on a mass scale. So it's very important if you want to learn money, and I'm just using that as an example, you want to learn how to get money, you find somebody, you find a person who's already in a position that you would like to be in and kind of get the game from them so they can give you references that you can relate to. Because a lot of times with Black people, and I'm talking about Black people in particular, but this game is universal, but with Black people in particular, the only people you see with money or any kind of financial stability are people in the dominant society, the Asian person who owns the store in your neighborhood, the Arab guy who owns the gas station in your neighborhood, the white landlord who comes by and gets the rent every month. So these are the only people you see who are making money. And unfortunately, for the most part, they're not trying to give you any references on how you can learn the money-making process. You understand that? They're not going to give you that game for the most part. Even if you try to holler at them, they don't even have the kind of relationship where you could sit down and even converse with them like that. So other Black people who have that type of game, a lot of times they're in other areas that are not around you. But also a lot of times when you do find a Black person who has the game or has the position to lace you with that game and lace you with that knowledge and give you that learning process, unfortunately, and this is another problem in the Black community, we have this hater thing. Instead of learning from that person, we're going to try to hate this person back down to a position where we're in. And that's a big mistake. That's that plantation mentality that keeps us in the cycle of poverty. And that's a cycle that the white supremacists, they've orchestrated that. I never give them a pass. They orchestrate the whole thing because that's that plantation mentality. So we got to stop getting on that hater thing when we see somebody who's in a position where we can learn something from them. We see them in a position, instead of learning the game from them, we throw darts at them and try to hate them down. Because the thing is, there's a resentfulness that comes from people flossing. Because a lot of times when you see somebody flossing, who might have a nice car, nice clothes or whatever, a lot of times they look like they got some game, or they look like they have more than what they really have, and they really don't. So when you try to get some game from them, because sometimes we do try to step to them on the humble and say, hey brother, I see you doing nice, can you lace me with some game on how you got down? And a lot of times they'll have this very snobbish or arrogant attitude with you. usually people within your community who seems like they're doing better than you, but they turn around and have this snobbish, condescending attitude towards you. A lot of times, these are people who are just faking the funk anyway. That's why they're trying to hide behind snobbishness. They ain't really got no game. These are niggas who are front. These are people who don't really have it going on the way they have it going on. So a lot of times they're just faking the funk. So they can't give you some information because they don't have it. They're struggling, but they're just masking their struggle with nigga trinkets. So we have a lot of fronting and flossing going on in the community that has to be wiped out, and we need to get some serious learning going on so that we can create a cycle of replenishment, so we can have a cycle of prosperity. And that brings us to another part of learning the game, because I'm giving you four parts. That was one. The learning process, I'm giving you four parts. That part, the learning process, is a relationship. That's part one. Part two, family, don't be too lazy to raise your standards. And that's very important, because a lot of times, instead of learning the game from somebody who's qualified to give us game, that seems like it's too much work. So what we'll do, we'll just hang around dusty niggas, and females will hang around hood rats, just so you can feel good about yourself where you are. If you're doing half-ass in life, instead of doing excellent, and instead of thriving and excelling in life by learning the game and upgrading yourself and being around people who can help you upgrade and give you the game you need to upgrade, you say, well, let me just hang around some of these dusty niggas. I feel better about myself because I'm doing better than them. Or the ladies will say, well, let me hang around some of these little ratchets. I'm doing better than them, so it ain't that bad. And this creates another cycle of negativity, because those same dusty people and hood rats you're hanging around, they think like you. They actually think that you're beneath them. They actually think that they're doing better than you. And this is why hood dusty dudes and hood rats always butt heads. Because there's always this conflict. Because the thing is, when you hang around dusty people, and ladies, when you hang around hood rats, what happens is that you become resentful because you see yourself in those people. When you hang around dusty dudes, you see yourself in these dusty ass dudes. Whether you want to admit it or not, you see yourself in these people. You hang around ratchets, you see yourself in that, and that makes you resentful, and then you try to one-up each other. That's why in the hood, cats are always trying to one-up each other. And since you can't one-up each other socially, you try to one-up each other physically, and cats get to fighting all the time. If you look at some of these hood videos, some of these world star videos of people fighting, you notice the dudes who are fighting each other and the women who fight each other, when they talk, even their physical appearance, they look alike, they dress alike. And when they talk, they have the same voice inflections. They all talk and sound the same. When they're arguing, you can't even differentiate between who's speaking and who's not speaking. They all sound alike. This ghetto nigglish slang and everything about them is very similar, and this is why they're butting heads, because they're trying to one-up each other, because they know they both have lowered their standards and they're resentful. So that's the cycle you don't want to get in. We got to get out of that cycle. See, this is about us getting out of these dysfunctional cycles that were put in place by the white supremacists. But I digress, and let me move on. Now, number three, the third thing we need to do to understand the process of learning, you got to stop making your problems worse than they really are. That's another thing that we do. A lot of times, instead of learning the game, we create problems in our mind that are bigger than what they are. We say stuff like, man, I can't lose weight. I'm just big boned. Now, if you say you're just big boned, that means that there's no reason or no justification for you to even try to lose weight. I'm just big boned, so that's just the way I'm going to be. Bullshit. You're not big boned. You can go out there and just get your exercise on like everybody else. Dudes will say, man, I can't holler at these women. All these women just want a ballers. They just want athletes. They don't want me. Come on, that's just you throwing in the towel and being lazy, making your problem more momentous than what it is. All of the women don't want an athlete. There are fly women out there who just want to do with decent conversation and a good spirit. So you got to understand that part of the game. There's women out here who say, well, my hair just won't grow, so I just got to get weaves all the time. And that ain't true, man. There's African tribes with long, natural hair all over in West Africa, East Africa, Southern Africa. Your hair can grow if you take the time to nourish it. I've been to Jamaica and I've seen brothers and sisters, especially brothers over there with the dreadlocks all the way down to their backs. That's because cats are not pulling and tugging and putting chemicals in their hair all the time. But a lot of times, you don't want to take the time to nurture and take care of your hair when it's natural. See, that plantation mentality gave us this whole quick fix, we want it now mentality. We want relief now. We want what we want now. That childlike, I don't care about the future. I want everything I want right now. Again, that's that plantation mentality that we haven't shaken off. Being on that plantation and having that type of relationship with the dominant society creates a childlike mentality. Forget about the future. I want what I want right now. I'm not going to take the time out to let my hair grow and nurture it and nourish it and put the right oils and juices and berries in my joint. I'm going to just get this weave every week and let it slowly chip away from my real hair every week and wear this lace front, which is beautiful, but my head looks like a sheep's ass underneath because it's all broken off and tore up and my edges are burnt off. So again, we got to get off that immediate gratification kick and start thinking down the line, thinking in terms of the future and how to take time to better ourselves and heal ourselves. And again, stop making your issues and your problems more overly dramatic than they should be. Now, the fourth thing and the most important thing, family, about learning, when you learn something, the learning process is not about things. The learning process should be about becoming. Let me say that again. The learning process should not be about things. The learning process should be about becoming. Because the thing is, a lot of times we think there are things like material items that's going to make us happy. That's not what makes you happy. What makes you happy is not the nigga trinkets or the material items you get. It's who you become when you get these things or when you acquire these things. That's the thing that makes you happy. For example, if you go to school and you get a PhD and you get a diploma and your PhD accreditation, it's not the actual document that makes you happy. It's what you have become that makes you happy. Now you are a doctor. You have become a doctor. You have become a lawyer. You have become an architect or whatever it is. You've become something. If you get a $500,000 contract from Def Jam, the money is cool. You think it's the money that made you happy, but what really makes you happy for the most part, you become a professional signed rapper or professional signed artist. You become an artist. You become something else now. Now you've elevated yourself to something else. Or if you got an NBA contract, the money and the cars and the home, that's cool, but you've become a professional basketball player. You've become something. And once you become something that has a certain stature to it, the money and the nigga trinkets, which is what I call them for the most part, like rims, jewelry, all that, that comes with the territory. And the thing is, what happens, the mistake people make, they make the mistake of settling for symbolic things without becoming something. Because a lot of times we see an athlete get attention, we see people focus on rappers, we see people focus on doctors, and we want that because we want what they have. But we make this false equivalency. We say, well, damn, if we get attention like them, maybe I can get some of those nigga trinkets. Maybe I can get a car. Maybe I can get a house. Maybe I can get some of those things only if I had attention like that person. If people notice me, they'll give me stuff. So people start campaigning for attention instead of campaigning for knowledge, instead of campaigning for learning, instead of getting into the learning process. So people start putting on crazy outfits. Women start putting burgundy braids mixed with blue and turquoise weave in their hair and walk around and say, hey, look at me, give me attention. I want the same attention Nicki Minaj has. I want the same attention as Naomi Campbell has. But you don't know that these people worked to get to the position they're in. So they've become something. Naomi Campbell became a model because of her hard work. Nicki Minaj became a best-selling rapper because of her work, because of her learning the game, and because of her becoming something. When you just campaign for attention, trying to emulate these people, you haven't become anything. You're just a person out here trying to get attention. You become an attention whore. That ain't nothing. Anybody can be that. And that makes you resentful because you are unfulfilled. And then it goes to a different level too, because a lot of dudes, when you see the rapper balling out with the fresh fly clothes and the women, and you see the athlete with the nice home, a lot of times dudes will say, okay, let me use illicit means to get that. So let me steal me a car. Let me rob a house and steal some jewelry so I can have what these people are having. Now, you can steal and rob somebody for material items, and you can drive around in a stolen car with nice rims on it, with stolen jewelry that's blinging, but you haven't become anything. You haven't become the rapper that you stole from. You haven't become the athlete that you stole from. You haven't become the doctor that you stole from. You're just a bum-ass thief. You're just a dusty-ass thief. And that creates resentment with yourself because you haven't become anything. And those nigga trinkets that you stole, they didn't really make you happy, because nigga trinkets don't really make you happy unless you're a slave. And again, slaves live for immediate gratification. Go back to that show I was talking about, the Butter Biscuit Brigade. Slaves have low expectations. So if you give them shit like a butter biscuit, that's a come up for them. You give them little nigga trinkets, that's a come up for them, because they don't see themselves having anything else in life. So they can brag about nigga trinkets. You see dudes in jail bragging about the shit they used to have. Man, when I was out on the streets, I had 8 Mercedes Benzes. I had all types of watches. I had all types of bitches. But now, nigga, you're doing 40 years to life. And a lot of times they're satisfied with telling their nigga trinket stories. And a lot of people get satisfied with that, telling nigga trinket stories, talking about the material shit they had. That's that slave stuff. So you don't want to talk about material things you had. That's plantation talk. You want to talk about the game you learn and who you become from learning the game. That's the name of it. That's the name of the game. Learning the game, learning the process, and becoming something. Learning the game, like my man who called up earlier, he needs to become a business owner. When you learn the game from a job, take some of that game with you, take some of the clients with you, and use that to build an industry for yourself. Now you are a business owner. You've become something. And once you become something, the nigga trinkets and the money and all that other stuff, that's going to come along with the territory. So always use the learning process to become something. That's why it's so important to learn the game, to become something in the game and with the game. That's been today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh fly gear. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get the documentary series Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. Black History Month is coming up.
So y'all really need to be on that game for Black History Month, because they're about to hit y'all over the head with all that civil rights stuff. And they're already starting to promote that civil rights stuff, and we should be grateful for the civil rights and all that. There's a special coming on TV I saw talking about the people who paved the way. I saw something like that on one of these networks, and that's a false narrative to put out there, because if we're going to be honest, paved the way for what? What the hell are they? What's paved? People keep talking about how the civil rights have paved the way. Paved a way for what? And that's a very serious question. I'm not even saying that to be rhetorical. I'm not even saying that to be facetious. I would like to know what has been paved, because we're back in the same situation we've always been in. We haven't moved or progressed in relation to the dominant society, if we're going to be very honest. But again, I digress. I don't want to get into that. I'll probably talk about that on Sunday's Ustream show. But anyway, man, go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Get the movies Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. I will holler at you Sunday on Ustream. Peace.